Pre-game coverage right here on KKIA 92.9 of the Moose is being brought to you by Schmidt Construction, getting ready for girls soccer. And joining me, head coach Bob Babe. And coach, let's go back to the weekend. A bit of an interesting weekend lineup-wise for you this last weekend at the Denison Tournament. You dropped both games, including a tough one to Oakland Riverside. Walk us through the matchups over the weekend. The other one against a tough Panorama team.
Yeah, we had one disappointing loss, and the other one we knew would be a very tough game. We did know going into the weekend we were going to be missing some starters, and we made some plans around that, and we definitely played well enough in the Oakland Riverside game that we probably should have won. I think we had 20 to 25 more shots than what they were allowed, and we just failed offensively to put it in the net.
You look at a weekend like that, both teams you've already seen before, but with the lineup change, and one of those being in net, you get to start freshman Melody Wrench for a couple of games in there. Well, talk about what you saw from her. I mean, obviously Panorama's a really tough game, and it was a cold Saturday, so, you know, there's all that going on. But what did you see from her in net as she kind of becomes the backup here behind Thayer?
For the little experience she has, she did excellent. That Riverside game, game one, she only saw three shots that game, and unfortunately one got past her, but she did have two saves. And then to put her in the hardest scenario ever, we go to shootout, and she has to protect the goal on her own, and she did a very good job. We ended up going to eight shooters before we lost that. And then Panorama, we know how well they are, and she comes out of there with 17 saves, and overall did a really good job.
Now you look at this weekend from the rest of the team perspective. I mean, I think like we talked about last week, there was some amount of lineup change. What is seeing a team you're familiar with, but with a completely different lineup, what does that do for the future of the team? I mean, I feel like there's got to be some margin of positivity with that. You know, you already know what you're getting in the opposition, but your lineup was a little bit different going into the weekend.
Yeah, we're just kind of treating it as an audition. Who's going to replace the seniors we're losing this year? Show me what you have. We have some things that we know we need to work on now and to get the replacements ready for next year. But, yeah, it's not fun getting through those games missing some players, but it's also good for the team to help grow.
Once again, chatting with head coach Bob Babe of East Sac County Girls Soccer as part of the pregame show, brought to you by Schmidt Construction. And now you move back to the game on Monday. You went to Atlantic. You picked up the win. Kenna Meyer scored a couple of goals. Thayer, not really a lot that she saw that were on target by the stat sheet with just four saves, but a solid win for the team. Talk about your team on Monday, a road trip down to Atlantic and picking up the win.
Yeah, Monday we played very well. Our biggest obstacle was the wind. It was a very windy evening, gusts up into the 40s. Very hard to control the ball on the turf field with the wind blowing that hard. But we moved the ball well. We controlled the game. And we were fortunate enough to get three goals to give us that win.
When you're going into a game like that, like you talked about there Monday, with the wind being the way it is, what do you tell your team to kind of prep them for that? I mean, I feel like you kind of have to change the game plan a little bit with the ball really going to be getting away like it probably sounded like it did on Monday. What do you tell your team ahead of a game like that?
We just need to focus on the strength of the kick. If we know the wind's at our back, we got to take a lot off of it because that wind's going to push the ball a lot farther than you expect it to go. And then when you're going against the wind, you're going to put a little bit more into it just to get that distance. So it's just more mental than anything because, you know, trying to cross the ball when you have a north to south wind probably isn't going to work very well because it's not going to go where you want it to. And you just have to be ready for it and make adjustments as you're playing.
Chatting again with head coach Bob Babe of East Sac County Girls Soccer. And now, coach, you dial into tonight. You're on the road against Carroll, a team that coming into the game, I believe, is 1-10. This is one of those weird matchups on the slate, similar to Kemper, I suppose, kind of a little pseudo-rivalry here. But every time you guys play, nobody scores more than three goals, and it seems like whoever scores first wins, because outside of last year was the only time both teams have scored. Give us some of the insight on this matchup. Maybe one of those games where you can just throw the records out.
Absolutely. Carroll High and Kemper, back-to-back nights here for us. And, yeah, the records don't mean anything when we get in these games. It's anybody's game, and we're evenly matched teams, and it's just based off who makes the least amount of mistakes throughout the evening.
Talk a little bit about that. You hit on it there, but Kemper got rescheduled to tomorrow. Talk about the message to the team. I mean, these are two big games, two potentially, you know, emotional-ish games, if you want to call it that, with them being rivalry matchups. I mean, it's got to be important to get off on the right foot tonight, but knowing you're going right back to it tomorrow.
Luckily, we had a few practices before that scheduled Kemper game where we kind of put a game plan in place, and we kind of know what we wanted to do, and I have all my notes ready for that one. So tonight we'll focus on the Carroll High game, and then pregame tomorrow we'll pull up those notes and we'll just review what we wanted to do last week before the rainout, and hopefully things still work out for us.
Yeah, no question about that. Now you'll dial into Carroll. What are you seeing in the Carroll Tigers this year, and then what does your team need to do to get the job done on the road against Carroll this year?
I know Carroll, well, they'll have a strong defense. They always do. They run a four-person defense, and that's led by Chloe Jones, and she's usually pretty tough on that side. So we'll have to see what we can do with her stopping us. And the Carroll offensive attack, they've got Paige Potthoff, which we know, and she's going to be a pretty good threat to us. And we just need to know where she's at on the field and limit her touches.
All right, Coach, it should be an interesting start to back-to-back rivalry games to wrap up your week here, but good luck tonight against Carroll.
Thanks a lot.
And that was head coach Bob Babe of Esack County Girls Soccer. It's part of the pregame show that's brought to you by Schmidt Construction right here on KKIA.